You're back just in time as the Saints started organized team activities this week. The media will get to go out and see our first practice of these voluntary workouts tomorrow morning. The Kellen Moore era has begun, a new head coach of the Black and Gold. We did have a rookie minicamp recently, and the big talk right now is the quarterback room. A lot of inexperienced young guys there right now. And, you know, we outside of the building, the Saints building at least, feel the team needs to add that veteran presence to the QB room, and curious how you feel about that right now with Tyler Shuck.
Well, we got a lot of
Spencer Rattler, Jake Haner.
We got a lot of virgins at quarterback. I mean, what I mean by that, virgin not winning any games in the National Football League.
But
you got to start somewhere. I still think they'll see how it unfolds. I would say in the OTAs and minicamp and training camp, if they're comfortable where they're at. But I still think that you'd want that veteran presence, a positive presence. Maybe they might not view Aaron Rodgers as that type of individual, but Aaron Rodgers, he's a superstar, so that would get, and he's not signing, but he's not showing up at nobody's OTAs. I don't care if it's the Steelers, the Saints, whatever. He's going to wait out and see. So I think we got to wait and see what these young guys could do in OTAs and minicamp and go from there. There's a reason why the Saints are only picked. The over and under is like 5.5. I would be shocked if all of a sudden you get the double-digit wins, which I don't think can happen. And I'm trying to be positive. I think a good season would be the Saints would be 7-10. Who that nation? We just got to be patient. We got the right coach. If we're not winning, it's not because the coach. I think my impression when I look, he's the youngest coach in the NFL, and Kellen Moore, that he knows what he's doing. And now ultimately you got to produce on the field and have success. And, you know, it's all about, like, even Jim Mora, who had to start from somewhere. He comes to the USFL. Saints never had a winning season. 1987, we won 12 games. You know, so you start somewhere. Oh, yeah, by the way, Coach Mora's turning 90 on Saturday.
90 for
He's
Coach
He's
going to
be 90 years old. He might be the best 90-year-old I ever saw.
He looks fantastic, right?
He looks more like 80. I don't know, that 80 instead of 90.
I'll take 10
years,
right?
Or 78, you know, like 10 or 12 years. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. We break down and look at the Saints' schedule. What's in their favor, the strength of schedule. We have the second easiest schedule in the NFL. So you look at who you're playing, when you're playing. Now, the one thing—
Do you look into that much, the strength of schedule, considering teams are different from year to year?
Well, yeah, they are, but they're not drastically different. If you play in the fourth-place team from every division, you know, no, there's a reason why they came in fourth. And you think they get drastically—now, it can't change, like with Washington, with the Commanders, but that was the quarterback, Jane Daniels. So all of a sudden, you think the Giants are going to be that much different? So you look like there's certain games that, head-to-head, the Saints have to be able to win. I think coming out the gate, week one against Arizona, you got to win in the Dome. We got to beat Kyler Murray. Now, I don't know, scrambling quarterback, can we contain him?
Cards are a tough team.
Yeah. And so they play hard. The Cardinals play hard for their coach. And I can tell you, right, looking at the Cardinals, and you got San Fran at home, and then you're looking at Seattle, at Buffalo, and New York. I'm kind of looking at the first nine games. I'm looking like 2-7, 3-6, like win-loss total, kind of in that regard. But you got to get off to a great start at home, playing against Arizona. And if you look at it, five of the Saints' opponents finished last, like I was saying, in their respective divisions last year. And you could count six if you count the Panthers. Now, we were tied with them. So I would still think if we're heading in the right direction, we should be able to beat the Panthers twice. I mean, the Panthers now, Tampa Bay, look, they're going for like five in a row.
Right.
Then you look where Atlanta's at. But, I mean, I look at if we're going to get to seven wins, we got to go in the NFC South. We have to be at least 3-3. You can't be 1-5. And I always say this, so no matter the year, whether it's Tampa Bay or Atlanta, I said, we're going to split. And then the weakest team said, you got to beat twice. So that's how you get to 3-3. So that's my logic to break that down in the NFC South. But looking at, this has been unusual, and we haven't noticed, because you kind of look, the NFC, it's not always like this. NFC is kind of like Fox games. I'm not talking about prime time, but the NFC is usually Fox, and the AFC like CBS.
Right.
Well, we have eight games on CBS. So to me, that was on the bottom of like when you these networks are fighting over what games they want. So they said, okay, you have the Saints. So eight, good for CBS locally, you know, Channel 4, WWL TV. But we have eight games on CBS, but I think looking at to give us hope for the future. What I mean by the future beyond 2025, that it can't be like you're going in the opposite direction. Are we trending in the right direction? What I mean by that is still a losing season, but having like six or seven wins. And then you say, oh, well, maybe we could build upon that.
It's also how you lost the games, too.
Yes, yeah, well, without a doubt. But how you lose and the performance is going to come about there. So, but no primetime games. Look, the Saints were shut out of primetime for the first time since 2000. But, you know, Coach Hasselhoff, that was a magical season. They ended up going 10-6 and ended up being a playoff. But, you know, if you look at it, the Saints had three primetime games a year ago and have not had, and they've had at least two every year since 2005. So we're in uncharted waters and under the radar. And like I was saying, in 2000 with Coach Hasselhoff, first season as a coach, like Kellen Moore, 10-6 record and resulted in a playoff berth, and not only a playoff berth, but the first playoff win. So you never know. That's why you play the games. But you look at the Arizona Cardinals at noon, come September the 7th, I think we have to take care of business there. You know, it's not like they have us playing the Buffalo Bills week one. And then I was like, oh, well, we're going to be 0-1. So I think a very winnable game there. And the schedule has been very favorable to New Orleans, where it's the seventh time in eight seasons that New Orleans opens the season at home.
Right.
So you get to, you don't have to go on the road. You're going to be at the Dome.
You got to win in Kellen Moore's, you know, coaching premiere with the Saints.
Yeah, then, you know, you have the ceremony at the end of the game, and the team gives the head coach his first win in the NFL.
Exactly.
As a head coach. His first game ball. You know, that's always meaningful, something that you save and you put up on a shelf and you reflect back down through the years. Then looking at...
The last time he was in there was pretty good results, so hopefully they can duplicate that.
Yes, yes. And New Orleans has been kind to Kellen Moore. and so looking at that, you know, the 49ers are interested. I think the 49ers...
Brock Purdy got paid.
Yeah, he got paid, but he's produced enough to get paid. It's just the market. Now, the one thing... If you look at the 49ers and where they're at right now, you know, we talked about our injuries last year. Well, the 49ers were as snake-bitten as us with injuries. I think I want to say off the top of my head, they lost eight of their last nine games. And remember, we couldn't even practice against them.
I was going to say that, right.
In training camp last year because Coach Shanahan calls up Coach Allen.
All the players are hurt.
Well, yeah, we can't practice against you because all our players are hurt. Well, they had that same song and dance throughout the year, so that affected them. But I didn't realize this. If you look, if Shuck is the starter versus Brock Purdy, you know, the two faced each other four times in high school.
Right.
I was like, whoa. You know, when you look back and you go back to your high school days and all that, so that'll be interesting. But the reason why I say I would take the over, the 5.5 instead of the under. The Saints play just three teams that qualify for the playoffs, that being the Bills, the Rams, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, you know, 10-7, the Rams and the Bucs. Now, the Bills, 13-4, that would be in September 28th, the fourth game. That would be a monumental upset if we win at Buffalo.
Happy it's in September, though.
No, it's going to be a nice fall day. It's
right.
Going to be awesome. It's going to be a nice fall day in Chicago, October the 19th. The only game, I'm telling you, that could be cold is at Tennessee and Nashville. Come December the 28th, that could be a 30-ish, you know, maybe worst case scenario, high 20s type game. But no, the schedule is very favorable, not dealing with inclement weather and everything when you look at that. But when you look at where the Saints are at right now and, you know, like the Giants, you look at the Patriots. Come on. It's not the Tom Brady Patriots. And you look at the Giants for that. Those are the games.
Right, they got a nice young quarterback that seems to be, you know, on the rise, but we still don't know much about Drake May. Just one season.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Back-to-back home games, then would be how you get the 7 wins. Like, you beat the Cardinals, beat a team like the Giants and the Patriots, for sure. I think would definitely come into play. Now, the Bears are going to be the Washington Commanders of last year. Now, why did Washington all of a sudden turn things around? You'd say one guy, Jaden Daniels.
Big factor to that.
Yeah. Now, come on, is Caleb Williams, what he's going to do? Because he got a great supporting cast.
Another head coach, new head coach over there.
So that'll be interesting. I don't have us winning that game at Chicago. I think Dennis Allen's...
Dennis Allen's revenge.
Yes, and I guarantee you might say, I'm just focused on the game. No, Dennis Allen wants to beat the Saints, man. And he'll have their defense prepared. I think one thing about Dennis Allen, maybe he didn't work out as a head coach, but I think he could be one of those like Vic Fangio type outstanding defensive coordinator when all said and done. And I think a lot like Kellen Moore, you know, when you look like first-time head coach, Ben Johnson. I don't know. I'm a Ben Johnson fan, what he did with the Lions. And I think the Bears could be this year's version of Washington last year. I don't know if you agree with that or if you have some other dark horse or...
They're definitely, you look at the offense around Caleb Williams, they think they've got the quarterback and a bunch of weapons there too. Bringing in a guy like you mentioned with Dennis Allen, he might not be a head coach, but you know that guy knows defense pretty darn well. They've got some good pieces over there, so you would think that the Bears would make a rise, but they're in a tough division too.
Yeah, oh no, you look at the NFC North. The Lions aren't going anywhere. Vikings, you look at the Packers. No, that might be, you could be fourth place in the NFC North and it'd be a pretty damn good team and consider it, a playoff. So when you look at it, we're going to get back also just continuing from there, looking at the Bucks. I don't care how good the Bucks are, you still got to like split with those type games. We cannot afford, to go like 2-4. That was a fourth plate finish last year. So I'm trying to be realistic and said, oh, no, we're going to go 5-1 or something. No, we should, again, if we're training the right way, it should be like 3-3 in the NFC South in those terms and not repeat of last year going 2-4 in the NFC South.